your personas. What are your five personas? Everyone has that unique mixture that makes up who they are. The ingredients in your special sauce are unique to you, and nobody else can quite replicate your recipe like you. Of course, this can't be completely replicated on social media, but we have a technique called the five personas to help you get close. And that process is simply 1. Identify the most important aspects of yourself that you want to showcase. 2. Make sure you stick to those aspects across your social media platforms and postings. Ask yourself, if you had to identify the five most essential parts of you, what would they be? When building your personal brand on social media, through images, hashtags, and, of course, content posts, you want to make sure that all five of these personas of yours are fully represented. Make sure to include your work as one of these personas, whether that's leadership, coaching, or whatever else you consider your primary persona at work. Since that's what you're using social media for in this case, you want to make sure that aspect of you is fully and adequately represented. For example, if you love spending time with your family, hiking, grilling, leadership, and yodeling, you want to make sure that all five of these key pieces of you are represented on your social media platforms. The amount of posts you dedicate to each one depends on the level of importance that you assign it, and you do this by assigning a percentage to each one, up to 100%. Since your business is a main focus here, you will assign the largest percentage to that persona. Say, for example, you choose 30%. From there, you want to assign the rest of the percentage values to your remaining personas, to add up to 100%. This can help you identify your largest pieces, or pillars, for example, your business and your family. From there, then you can scale the rest of the pieces accordingly. If you assign 30% to each big piece, 30% to business and 30% to family, then you have a remaining 40% to spread amongst hiking, grilling, and yodeling. In that case, it would look something like this. Business, leadership, 30%. Family, 30%. Hiking, 10%. Grilling, 20%. Yodeling, 10%. This breakdown can help you identify what percentages of posts should be dedicated to each interest. You want to share your variety, while still staying true to your unique persona percentages. In the above example, out of a batch of 10 posts, you could write 3 about business and leadership, 3 about family, 1 about hiking, 1 about grilling, and 1 about yodeling. It's not an exact science, but it helps as a framework to balance your posts around. Not to mention, it can also help you come up with unique elements of your brand. Maybe you want to include a hashtag that identifies some of these elements, like hashtag GrillDad, or you want to keep up with the latest yodeling techniques and post about how they pertain to leadership. Now you've got yourself quite a niche.